So we need to go to CDRA. Do we need to?
Yep.
Just make a motion to go into CDRA.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, we're in CDRA. Brad.
Okay. So then state law requires that if we have a redevelopment agency, we have to give an annual report before March 1st of every year. So this is the annual report. I'll go over it real quick. If you want to stop and get into the weeds on anything, just let me know. So this just explains the reimbursement process. We've gone over this before. Next slide. This is the project area.
Brad, doesn't that slide need to be updated? The school's no longer involved, correct?
So if you notice, there is no longer a line going from the school district, the county, or the state to the CDR.
It's just midway CDR in the state.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
the store.
All right.
It's showing that the store is paying taxes to all of those entities, and they're actually paying taxes to a multitude of other entities.
But we're the only ones reimbursing.
Reimbursing, and it goes to the CDRA, who by law can then return it to the store.
Okay.
This just shows the actual project area. That's the area in orange.
Can I ask a dumb question about that, since I'm learning more every time we go through this? I thought those parking spots, you know, over by the red school and the hair shop and stuff used to be, I don't know what's there now.
These ones here?
I thought those weren't actually owned by the store.
Weren't they a joint ownership?
They are joint ownership.
If I remember correctly, those...
Yes, the line should be there. I just sold the property, the gray one there. And they don't own the spots, but they have the right to use the spots.
Correct.
They can count the spots as they're parking. They have an agreement. Yeah.
Okay.
So they don't own them, but they use them.
That's my nugget for this time.
So then the next slide. And this just talks about the project area value, how the value is increased, and it's only the taxes on the increased value that we return.
Wow.
What's that on the base value?
Okay, so when we're talking about property tax, so when we're talking about property tax, we're only returning the tax increment, which is the tax increase from what it was in 2017 to 2018.
So they have to pay taxes on $571,000,
yes.
But
yes.
The rest of it we get back.
So we're basically saying that prior to this the grocery store ever being built, somebody was paying taxes on that. That's continued to go to the city. The only taxes that we reimburse to them is on what has increased since they built the grocery store.
And that's 1% of that number. So it's fairly minimal, but that's what we get as a city.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next slide. So then project area funds, this just explains the agreement, $1.2 million for 15 years, which is March 3rd, whichever comes first. So any questions on that? Okay. And then this just shows the taxes that are reimbursed. And then these are the taxes or the funds received by year. So you can see we start out in 2010. It's the city, the county, and the school district. By the time we get down to 2015, it's only the city that's participating. And it shows how much we have received in 2018. And this is, 2018, it was $76,142 that we received and then returned to them. Any questions on that?
What's our total?
So let's go to the next slide. So then here we see the total, the amount that was received so far, and this is calendar year 2018. So that was ending December 31st. Midway, we had received and returned $576,000, and then the county was $60,000, and then $74,000 for the district, which was a total of $711,000 that had been received and returned. So remaining, we have essentially $488,000, which is about 60% of the total. So
we'll hit 15 years.
We'll hit 15 years. Yes. Any questions on that?
So if the county and school district would have remained in, then we probably wouldn't have hit 15 years. Would have happened before then.
Possibly. Yeah. So any questions with the CDRA, with what we're doing? I gave you a copy of the annual report. It's on our website. If anybody asks, they can jump in and download that.
Okay. We need a motion to approve that, don't we?
Oh, and we also need a motion to approve the minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'll make that motion. Sorry,
second. Oh, Jeff beat me.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the CDRA from the last meeting, I'm assuming, not tonight's. Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's unanimous.
And I apologize, who seconded that?
Jeff,
okay.
Very proud of that second.
Got it.
Okay, now we need to go back into regular meeting.
Right, we're going to go back into regular meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in regular meeting. Rather than go into, you're opposing?
He likes the CDRA so much, he wants to stay.
Rather than going into closed session, I'm just going to let you know that we are continuing our discussions with landowners on parking. Corbin and I have a couple of meetings tomorrow. So at the November meeting, we should have much more information. I just want you to be aware that things are still happening.
I would like to go into closed session on that.
You would? Okay. I have a motion to go into closed session.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Jeff again. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are now in closed session.
Oh, wait.
So, are we off?
Not yet.
Good night, everybody.
So I'm going to go out of closed session.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Brad, did you find that amount?
So, let me finish this up here.
How soon could you all do a work meeting to discuss the power line? Would you guys do one next week?